from KQED. California voters appear to have bucked the national referendum on Democrats, choosing the blue team in a flurry of headline races. Let's start with Jerry Brown, who won the governor's seat, beating back the biggest spending contender in American history. Our Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
There was much to be happy about for supporters of Jerry Brown Tuesday night. In fact, it looked like it would be an early night, given the projections of various news organizations. But the drama dragged on, with the official numbers slow to come in. Finally, just after 11 p.m., Brown decided he was close enough.
Now, they haven't got all the votes in yet, but hell, it's good enough for government work. And I think, so, looks like I'm going back again.
Back again is an understatement. Jerry Brown was one of the most recognizable figures of 20th century California politics. Now he's poised to make his mark on the 21st century. Only one other person was ever elected to three terms as governor of California, Earl Warren, who left early to become Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Brown, though, seems focused only on the job at hand, which begins, he says, with cooperation.
These are real divisions, and they're divisions tonight. In California, there'll be divisions in the state capitol. They're the divisions in Washington. So I take as my challenge forging a common purpose.
And even in defeat, Brown's main challenger echoed his call for unity.
And it is time now for Californians to unite behind the common cause of turning around this state that we love.
The crowd at Meg Whitman's campaign event in Century City did not want it to end, but there was no other choice.
We did not achieve the victory we worked so hard for, but that is not a reason to give up on what's most important. We love California, and we still believe our state can be a better place.
The newcomer suffered a double-digit loss after spending into the triple digits, more than $163 million, a national record. Democrat Steve Wesley, the wealthy former state controller who also was an executive at eBay and also lost a race for governor, put it this way.
Well, I think a lot of people just feel like Meg did not, as they say, close the sale. She somehow didn't connect, and it's hard to explain why that is. Obviously, the housekeeper issue played against her with the voters, but you've got to give credit to Jerry Brown.
And the night belonged to Brown. But as the sun rises, the 72-year-old Democrat now faces an even tougher task, putting back together what many feel is a fractured Golden State.
And I'm hoping and I'm praying that this breakdown that's gone on for so many years in the state capitol, and we're watching it in Washington, that the breakdown paves the way for a breakthrough. And that's the spirit that I want to take back to Sacramento 28 years later, full of energy, full of creativity, and ready to serve you, the people of California. Thank you very much for helping and getting us here. Thank you.
For the California Report, I'm John Myers.
Thanks to Sarah Varney, who contributed to that report.